Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air? I don't know.
I think we are.
I don't know where the music is. Okay, well, let's get started here. Welcome, everybody, to Enter the Light radio show. This is the Sacred Embers show that is live tonight on Thursday, February 29th, 2019. And I am your host, Ryan Dragna. And with me is the fabulous roundtable of psychic mediums, Denise Ramon, Michael Christopher, Dennis Miranda, and maybe, hopefully, Jan, if she is able to chime in. So tonight, folks, to the callers and listeners, we will be sharing our psychic intuitive messages, mediumship, and some other stuff like that. So please call in for a free reading at 646-564-9868. And tonight, the theme of our discussion will be how to control and protect your boundaries as an empath when you may be dealing with narcissists and in your everyday life. So, that's kind of what we're going to be talking about tonight. And before we get into that, I'd like to kind of go around the room, if you will, to the callers and listeners' benefits, to everyone here at the round table, to kind of talk about your abilities and we'll get to that discussion. So does anybody want to give a start at that, to give it a go?
Pick a number.
I'd like the gentleman go first.
Yeah, I was gonna say not to pick a number here, but I promise I wouldn't laugh tonight, okay? I'll be quiet. All right. How about you, Denise?
Denise?
Me? Yes,
yes,
you. The one
Hi,
and only
everyone.
Beautiful Denise.
Yeah.
How do I handle that? You know?
Hello, Jan.
I can tell you. Hi, Ryan. Hey. Denise, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, that's all right. You know, I won't go into a real big story, but I'll just tell you in the Reader's Digest version. I had I worked with somebody that you could classify as a narcissist. And anyway, this person at work just really got underneath my skin and just created it. Anyway, she's the one that, and I thanked her later, only in my thoughts, not in person, because she's the one that brought to my attention that I had some stuff deep in me that needed to be healed. And because of her behavior and that, she created that same feeling that I had when all that other stuff was going on that needed to heal. So, and I learned from that. It's when somebody's starting to really affect you so strong. You know, over the years, I've learned one is the reason why I feel it so intensely is because I feel things. I feel things that other people are so clueless to. And sometimes that can not be a fun thing. But what I've learned is to, when somebody is starting to get past my boundaries like that, I try to look at it as they're just a messenger to remind me how I just need to reinforce my boundaries, which to me, having boundaries is different from having a wall up and being defensive. Having boundaries is a way of telling yourself and the universe and other people that you love and respect yourself. And you're teaching other people how to treat you by having healthy boundaries. And so for me, you know, when I feel my boundaries getting crossed, I have to retreat my own self for a little bit and just like collect my thoughts of what's happening, what is it bringing up for me, what's going on with me. And then I have, then that's when I'm able to move in and say, you know what, this is not okay. And that is with a, either if it's a friend that kind of drains you from your energy, or a coworker, or a boss, or whoever, because I feel like I have a right to set my boundaries, just like I feel everybody has a right to set the boundaries, because that is telling yourself and the universe and everyone you love and respect yourself, and this is how you can treat me and how you will treat me. And but when I'm feeling way too much, I just have to go somewhere by myself and just kind of collect my thoughts and just go sit in like a type meditation, go ground myself, or, you know, if I can do it or something. At work, I used to keep essential oils at my desk and just sprinkle it on the carpet around me at work and stuff, and just breathe, and go to my happy place. And just know that, I don't know, when sometimes you just have to totally remove yourself when you're around extremely inappropriate people, and to get away with it. But I don't believe you have to quit a job to do that, and I don't believe you have to deny yourself of fun just because someone else or something else is creating an unpleasant environment. But that, that's my take on it.
That was absolutely wonderful, Denise. Thank you for sharing that. If I can go to the next person in line, not to pick on anybody in particular, but Dennis, what's your take on this?
Well, so for me, protecting so your boundaries, talking about boundaries, So it's something that we all have to kind of work at, I believe, I feel. I think it's knowing where you stand, and it's for me, it's so if there is a situation or if there is a person, if you need to remove yourself from a situation or remove yourself from a person temporarily, then do so. But it's more being in line with what you believe to be your truth or what you align with. It's not taking on board, energy that isn't yours. It's not taking on board anything that doesn't belong with you, because we can do this sometimes, from time to time. And I agree with a lot with what Denise was saying. Meditation is a great, great tool. It's great to help kind of center it and balance yourself and ground yourself. Grounding, going outside in nature. I like to sage, so I'll sage my little office, my room here, my home every now and then. I get into a good practice of doing that and just meditating, sitting there, focusing on my breath and breathing if I'm feeling a little heavy energetically. And it's visualization techniques as well. That can be really beneficial. So, protecting yourself. So before you're going out into the public or a shopping center or whatever it may be, if you're highly empathic, highly intuitive, imagining the white light around you, imagining being safe and protected, call on your angels, call on the God, the spirit, your spirit guides. We all have them. And asking them to assist you and help you to protect yourself from anything that doesn't serve you and that doesn't belong with you, because it can be, from my experience, taking on something that isn't yours can be quite, make you feel quite heavy and sluggish. So it's more standing in line and standing in line with who you are. It's not being nasty, not retaliating, not kind of engaging in anything like that. That doesn't serve you in the situation, I believe. That's not what it is. Protecting your boundaries is more, it's more you. It's protection for yourself. You don't want to be taking on board things that just aren't you and that belong with you. That's what I do. That's kind of my take on it. What else do you guys think?
I can't follow anything.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Oh, no, I really have nothing to add because that pretty much says it all. Once I retired from the military, I didn't really have to deal with too much of that anymore. But back then it was just, I'm hot-headed anyway. So most of the time when people used to get or annoy me, I would usually annoy them. That was just the way I dealt with it. I don't hold stuff in. I don't keep it pushed down. I let it out. That's just how I was, you know, but that was me. You know, we're talking like real life, not spiritual stuff. This is how I handled myself for, you know, back then, but that's just the way it was. That was the environment, you know. But since I retired from that, I pretty much, you know, when I was an air traffic controller, just worked mainly by myself a lot, which was good. It was maybe meet another person, so I didn't really experience too much of that, thank goodness. So now the only boundaries, I don't think about it as often. I really don't think about it at all, actually. So I'm usually the odd man out with everything, with any group I'm in, it seems like, especially when we're in the spiritual stuff. I don't know. Even with spirit and all that, you know, I know people, you know, there's some people that are super sensitive and they have to protect themselves out in public. It takes a lot for me to notice stuff, you know, even though, you know, I have the ability to communicate. I set up strict boundaries right from the beginning when I started doing this work, and I was taught that way from Mimi. You know, that was like one of the first assignments I think she gave us was to work on boundaries. And it literally was write out boundaries. And she told me that's what she did when she started. You literally write out page by, you know, line by line, you know, and I do. I got that sucker somewhere. It was like 2 pages, literally like, you're not allowed to come talk to me unless I'm channeling. You know, don't come into my bedroom at night. I mean, I was super specific. And since that day, I hardly ever noticed anything, you know, as far as that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going off on a tangent, let me know. But, you know, because I have friends of mine that can sense things, and they'll tell me, like, I have a hitchhiker with me or somebody's around me, you know, sucking my energy. I'm like, well, good for them. You know, it doesn't bother me because I don't even notice it, you know. So that's just me. Maybe it's just because I'm bullheaded and they know that I don't take their nonsense. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I'm the odd one out usually.
Well, I appreciate you for sharing that. That was very beautiful. Thank you, Michael. That was beautiful. Jan, do you have any thoughts on this subject?
Oh yes. Well, I guess I could take it far, but I don't want to go too far because some of it's too grueling. Because I've had a few things that have happened to me that aren't too nice, but I write about it, you know, in poetry, and I'll read some of it. But I can relate to everybody, what everybody said. And I did have to leave a job once because I was in danger. And I went to a counselor for this very reason, trying to figure out what I was supposed to do. And she told me I had to leave because it was my life. So that's what happened with that personality that was going to be very dangerous to me, who was, you know, harassing me and all that. So these people, you really do have to be careful, and it can get pretty intense. So, I mean, we do everything that we can do, and I am so hypersensitive on it now, really, about anything like that, and even to a point of paranoia, and I have to work on it, not to be paranoid because of some things that have happened in the past. That was one of them, but that wasn't even that heavy. There were other things that happened. But anyway, so the poems that I have are going to be, I don't know if any of that made sense. This one's just called Sometimes That Hurt. So this one goes, sometimes the hurt that we think is following us is just residue and not real. Look, rest, and act with kindness toward yourself. It's okay. It's just how you feel. Sometimes people mimic others from our past that have hurt us. Be careful not to turn them into someone they may not be. to keep yourself free? Sometimes the hurt is so strong, it turns into overpowering waves. Let the momentum flow through you and ride it without fear. This will help your next move and how you treat your next emotion and how your next emotion behaves. Remember that the passing of it is near. Cool and calm again, that hurt comes in and out. You have more control over it. Every time you choose peace, you have more understanding. Then the hurt begins to cease. And that is just, that was about hurt. And then this one is about her mind. Her mind, part fragmented from too many traumas in her life, yet she was more stable than many that she knew, and an enigma to them, and a little dangerous too. Oh my. And this one's called Crimes. We are mixtures of crimes that happen to us, the obliteration of our identities, the crimes that came against us that were beyond our control. It wasn't our fault. Now we have choices daily on what parts of ourselves do we keep and what parts do we exalt. And I know it's getting a little heavy, but it'll lighten up in a minute. And this one's called The Sound of Creation. Oh, there we go. The sound of creation, divine light magnified, a rainbow of spectacular senses, a heavenly kingdom clarified. That's really about meditation and finding the light within. And this one goes, love wins. Where time stops and flow begins, synchronicity abounds and love wins. And this one goes, love is for one person a challenge and another a miracle. And for a brighter future, love can be a cure. And this is called those rose-colored glasses. Those rose-colored glasses you look through are there to cover any pain, to shadow any shame, to let go of any fears, to get over any blame. Staying positive through any change of the game, letting go of any failure. I am walking forward. Nothing is the same. And this one says, I don't have to receive anyone's critical answers, responses, or remarks to me or about me or anyone else as I let go and love myself and others into good health. And here's another, I already read that. And this one's called Touched by a Sword, Balance. My sword claims the desire for balance. It is resilient beyond all offenses, crimes, shadows, confusions, insecurities, fears that continue on me or within me, as I see more clearly, peacefully, calmly, as I am touched by a sword. And the last one is on my page, and I was just going to read that because it's springtime, and it's called Unicorn. And it goes, some days are unforgiving. Some are just plain forlorn. Some give us joy, and some are full of palm corn. Some days are waiting to be better. Some are great in the morn. Some give us havoc until I met a unicorn. That's that. Happy spring.
That was fun.
That was... That was wonderful, Jan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, just a quick commercial break here. Area code's 865-239-801 and 503. You are on my queue. Please be patient, and we will get to you. Was that a poem? I don't know.
That was a rhyme. That was good.
I'm not a poet. Well, I guess for the callers and listeners' benefit, I guess my two cents on this. The theme for tonight's show is how to control and protect your boundaries as an empath when you're dealing with narcissists in your daily life. And I guess I just wanted to kind of expound upon that a little bit. We all have four planes of existence, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional planes. And when we're in this third dimensional master classroom called Earth, there are several things that we can do. And I'll just preface that by saying, and I just might get a little heavy for the callers and listeners, but you incarnated here for a reason. To learn some lessons and experiences and contracts, etc. But there are certain things you can do on the physical plane. one of the things you can do, if you haven't already done so, is get yourself a couple crystals. There are three good crystals that I know of that can help protect yourself. If you're an empath like me, you can get yourself a black hematite crystal, a black tourmaline, or a clear quartz. I have all three.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get yourself a dream catcher. I got one on eBay for like 99 cents out of China. I got some white sage. I smudged it. But the importance of the dream catcher is that when we fall asleep at night, most of us, well, we all leave our bodies, but it's important. The dream catcher serves as kind of like the a filter on a cigarette, you know. It helps keep the negativities out of you. It's like when you wake up from a nightmare, you're like, oh my God, if anybody has ever woken up in a hot sweat from a nightmare, like, holy cow, where'd that come from? The dream catcher will kind of filter that down and kind of smooth it out, so you don't wake up so wicked crazy. You don't like sweat bullets. You're like, okay, that wasn't fun. But so the dream catcher kind of helps with that a little bit. I also want to encourage callers and listeners to take their Epsom salt baths. There's a chemical reaction that goes on in your body. So once or twice a week, you know, jump into the bath, pour some Epsom salt on your seventh chakra, which is the top of your head. Or if you don't have a bath, just do the same and just kind of wipe it all over your body. But, you know, take note of the change in the color of the water before and afterwards. I did the same after I had some sessions last week, and it's like, holy cow. I said the water was clear coming in. I sat in the bath, and after I did the Epsom salt, it was like, I drained it. I'm thinking, ooh, that didn't look good. So maybe Ryan needs to use some more shampoo. I don't know. Or some salt. Mm-hmm. The other thing is do the white sage, okay? And that'll also help you get rid of any negative energies that's going on in your body. You know, I mean, it's the little things that count. I mean, I don't know if that makes any sense, but, well, it does to me, but, hold on here.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I forgot this one poem because I was thinking that crystals, I really love crystals a lot. I use them a lot for everything, and when you were talking about crystals, I totally agree. I had a crystal poem, but I forgot to read it. Darn it.
Go ahead.
Should I read it really fast?
Go ahead.
Sure. Okay. It just goes real fast. It's just called Crystals, and it says, crystals radiate their distinctive tones, colorful dialects of communications, of sparkles, of healing language, of light, into our energetic senses. We receive their magnetism and transformative gestures into our spirit that their magic can assist us day and night. And that's it.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure. I just think crystals are very helpful also.
Yes, they are. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, they are. All right, you guys, is everyone ready to jump into the callers? We have a little bit of a lineup here.
Yes,
are we all ready? Can I hear a hell yeah or a heck yeah?
Yes, sir. I'm ready, as we say here in Texas. Yes,
all righty then. All right, I'll keep it PG-13, I swear. I swear to God, I will not laugh. I will not cry. I will just keep it PG-13. Well, there I go laughing. I'm sorry about that. All right, here we go. Caller 865 has been waiting for quite a while. Caller 865, you are on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, this is Beth from Tennessee.
Could you repeat that, please?
Beth from Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh, Beth from Tennessee. How you doing, Beth?
I'm good. You guys doing okay?
Doing well.
Oh, we're hanging in here. Just don't make me laugh. How can we help you tonight?
Right. You can laugh, Ryan. It's okay. We like to hear you laugh. See, there you go. Anything you guys have for me. I don't really have a question on the topic.
Okay, could you be, don't ask us for those six magic Powerball numbers, because I'll get those tomorrow and I'll win the lottery and I ain't going to do this radio show no more. Love, life, job search. What's on your mind, Beth? Give us something specific, please.
Job. As far as
you
like
want
my
a job,
job
or you look your dog?
No, I've got a job. I've had a few problems with my boss in the past. And it seems to be getting better. So what do you guys have anything on that?
Well, when you said job, at first I thought you said dog, but your job, what I got right away with him was what I heard was he's a teaching tool for you. And what I get with that is that he really it's teaching you about going within, for you to teaching you how to stand up for yourself, helping you to find that courage within you to talk, to say what you need to say for you, for Beth, because I feel like your throat not being used enough, and when I'm saying that, I feel like the words, it's very hard for you to speak your truth, your power. It's hard for you to speak what you're really feeling and needing and wanting. And I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't have, like, you get sore throats or clearing your throat often. But that's what I get, that he's like a teaching tool for you to learn how to speak your truth from within.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, one more quick question. My dog this time, not the job, swallowed something metal, and the vet can see it in his stomach, but they don't know what it is. And they said they could do surgery, but it's like $1,800. Or they sent him home to see if it'll pass. And he was at the vet for 4 days, and it didn't move. They kept x-raying it. Do you guys know what it is, or is it going to pass, or am I going to have to take him to get surgery? Your feelings.
You know, I kept seeing your dog. That was the first thing I saw, was a dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been very concerned about it recently. It's all been happening last week.
Did he eat you say he ate the metal when he ate it in him, got in him?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the x-ray, they just said it looked metallic. And they thought it could be like a fishing lure or something. But they don't know unless they operate on.
Does he get muscle spasms? Oh, sorry, okay. Denise, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Were there any muscle spasms going on?
He was throwing up for a week, and that's why I initially took him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but now he's not throwing up.
Okay, good. But it hasn't passed yet, huh?
No, it's still there.
Yeah.
But he seems fine.
Yeah, I don't want to give you the wrong answer, because I usually meditate on predictions.
Mm-hmm.
To get the right answer. I see him resting a lot. I see him resting in the office too, the doctor's office. What do you think, Denise?
Well, before she even told me all of that, the dog, it needs to come out, and it needs to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that the dog stayed in there and it didn't pass, I was like, yeah, they need to remove it. And I think it's a shame how, unless they have their money, they're not going to remove it. Because if it was a person, you could go to a county hospital and they would remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got whatever it is, it's toxic to the dog.
And I get there's muscle spasms, and I got needed to be removed too. I just didn't want to say it because I wanted to see what somebody else said too.
Mm-hmm.
I see him laying in the office, in a doctor's office. That's where he needs to be.
Okay. Well, it's kind of
or
what I thought
hospital.
Too.
Yeah.
I talked to the vet again today and I asked him, if I had $1,800 in my hand, would you still be sending the dog home? And he said, yes, because it's just whatever it is in his stomach, it's the size of his thumb. And to make an incision, cut the dog open and then cut his stomach open, and dig around in there for whatever it is the size of your thumb is pretty traumatic on the dog.
So you think it's not worth saving the dog, you mean? Keeping it, or
no. No, I do.
I guess he thinks
it's a lot of trauma for the dog to cut him open and do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
How old's your dog?
He's 9.
9. Wow.
9 to 9. Well, I think I can. Hopefully, he'll work with me on the payments.
Get the name of the type of surgery, what they're going to do, and call around to some other veterinarians, because every vet has a different price. And I also feel like there's it's not a humane society, but it's a place where you can take animals to get their shots and stuff, for a reduced rate, and they do spayed and neuter animals. I feel like I keep getting like there's something like that around by where you live. Call around to see where that is and see maybe they can give you a discount on that.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry I'm off topic and lots of silent, awkward moments. So sorry. First, asking a weird question.
It's totally fine. It's just, it's tricky to talk about this because I want to give you the best information I can possibly give you. But I think Denise has And I think I've given what I've seen, and I've seen the dog laying in, almost like after surgery, laying there, needing help. So, and I know you, the money is a big problem. I know that. And we we had that presented to us when we, with my dog Gypsy. She had cancer, and they said it will cost you $5,000 to do this whole thing, and but in, it's only going to save her life for a few months, and it's just not worth it. So we had to put her down, and it was the saddest thing in the world. This, but she was 14, and she had a huge, big thing of cancer, a huge, you know, it was like a big watermelon of, and so, you know, it was okay. But 9 years old, that's still pretty, that's not that old, really. It's old, but it's not that old. You know, and so you'll find a way. You'll find a way.
Yeah, that you guys have helped me a lot, because it was the direction to go in, basically.
Okay. Good.
Because he does seem fine, but so I don't know. That's what I needed to know, I guess, is to head towards the surgical or not. So I guess I need to. He's a 140-pound German Shepherd.
Wow. Call around for your prices, though. Yeah, call around for your prices.
I'll do it. Thank you all very much.
And also, will you call back and let us know what happened? How it goes?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you guys for caring. Ryan, you still there?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still here.
He's all quiet.
I never leave. I don't drink coffee. I'm still here. So yeah. Hey Beth. This is an experience between you and your dog. What's your dog's name?
Tucker.
Tucker. Feel
Tucker.
Free to call in St. Francis of Assisi, okay, Beth?
To do what?
You know, St. Francis of Assisi is a patron saint of animals. Feel free to call St. Francis of Assisi in for Tucker. I'm sure Tucker would appreciate that, okay?
I'll do it. And I'm going to call on you, too. You could.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that he signed, that Tucker signed up for. That you guys, believe it or not, animals and humans kind of have contracts too. So this is something that you guys kind of signed up for, because you're both kind of mutual worrywarts. But Tucker likes to eat anything and everything that moves. So don't worry about him. All right. Yeah. I know.
Good. Good.
Well, hey, Beth, I wish you the best.
All right, I appreciate you guys existing, so have a good night.
Take care. Thank you. You too.
All right, you too. Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, moving on here. We have, I'm looking at the board here. We have area code 239. You are on the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, good evening, guys. It's Mark from Florida.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm from Wisconsin, Mark, so I should ship you some snow in a box.
No, I'm good, Ryan. Thank you. I appreciate the offer, but...
I'm going to ship you some stuff. No, it's too late. I already have your zip code.
Well, awesome. All right, I'll take
laugh
it.
Tonight.
Yeah, just don't, if, just please
clean,
don't make it yellow.
I promise I wouldn't laugh. How can we help you tonight, sir?
Well, like the young lady just came before me, I appreciate you guys and what you do, so thank you for that. Just, you know, kind of a general question. I don't know if you can read this, but just to see if there's who's around me, any guides that you can tell me, maybe even a name or two would be awesome. Or just anything going on that they feel I should know about.
Okay. I'm going to pass on that, Mark, because I cannot help with that. I'm a healer, so I will pass to the wonderful gift of the wonderful gift of psychics. They should be able to help you out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Michael Dennis?
Well, first thing with the guides, and this is probably just me talking, it's Michael. They don't really have names. We try to humanize our guides, but you got to remember they're not human. Now, with that said,
right,
you can call them whatever you want, literally. the thing is, just know that they're there all the time.
Right.
Literally. I mean, I know I have more than one. We all do. We have one master guide, then usually others will come and go at different phases in our life, depending on
okay.
where we're at. But, you know, and one thing, this is just me, and this is something I learned long ago with regards to our guides, and it made so much sense that I don't like telling you who your guides are, because to me it's a personal thing. And if I tell you, for instance, this is a random example, okay, I see, you know, a Native American guide. Well, now that's in your head, so now you think that's who your guide is. To me, and take this for what it's worth, we all have abilities. You have the ability to sit in a chair, close your eyes, just clear your mind for a second, and ask your guide to present. And you're going to get something, you know. So to me, it needs to be a personal connection between you and them. Again, this is just
right.
me, my opinion.
No, I hear you. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, and know you're good at, you will get an answer. If you ask them something, and the thing is to learn how to receive the information too. And everybody, I know people try mm-hmm. to make this or overcomplicate this process, but literally, the voice will come in as a voice, like self-talk. So if you ask
right.
them, you know, a question, you know, ABC, you're going to get an answer. It may come as a picture. It may come as a thought, but just pay attention to that. And because I like to empower people. I want people to understand that this isn't just for mediums and psychics. You have this ability. With that said, again, I know what it's like, because I like to get my information through other mediums too at times, because I'm like, all right, I'm too close to a given situation, so I'm going to ask my friend,
all right,
what do you guys get for this? So I know that was probably like a tangent, and I'm good at tangents, but I do. I just really want people to be aware that, you know, keep it a personal connection between you and your guides. And but with that said, I mean, I'll try to tune in and see what they have for you if you want me to.
No, sure. I mean, that would be fine. I mean, whatever you guys think. I mean, I'm open-minded. I certainly have tried. Maybe I'm good at asking, maybe not as good at listening, so, or not understanding necessarily what they're saying in
right.
the message. So, you know, I certainly feel like I ask a lot, so I don't know. You know, I don't know what I should be listening for. I don't, you know, so it's kind of a little confusing. I mean, you know, so I guess
right.
until you
and,
know the proof, you know, go ahead.
What I was going to say too, and again, we try to humanize what's going on, but a lot of times their messages will come as, you know, you're driving down the road and for some reason you look ahead at the car in front of you and there's a bumper sticker there with your answer sitting right there. Literally, I'll give you an example of this. I went through a kidney transplant in 2010. So I dealt with kidney disease for years. And I still remember this day as clear as if it was yesterday. Because I was always wondering, because I was living with a ticking time bomb inside of me, wondering, all right, when are they going to fail? So that was always on my mind. But I remember one day I was sitting there. I was still active duty military. And I was sitting in line, I think, to get on base. And I kid you not, I look at the card in front of me, and the bumper sticker said kidney transplants work. I was just like, I sat there just like froze. I was like, holy crap, you know.
That's cool.
So
yeah.
It's signs like that, you know. Be open-minded, and believe me, you will get your answer in one way or another, whether it's in your head, a visual in your head, or if it's external, literally like a billboard.
Right.
It could be the smallest thing. Your guides are funny, though, because they're saying you're stubborn, for one. They're saying, like, he's really thick-headed. So I don't know if that makes sense, but your one guide that's coming through that I'm connecting with is, like, a smart ass. So this is fun. Does that
that's
fit your
funny.
Personality in any way?
Yeah, of course.
Your... Okay.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Okay. Because let me see. Are you wondering if you picked the right career field or right job by chance?
Yeah, I always question that, but I mean, yeah, I'm 52 and not much options to change really what I do, and I have 4 kids and a wife and pays the bills and I do what I do, you know. So obviously there's always entrepreneurial things I'd prefer to do maybe, or you know, some other things, but yeah, sure. I mean, I always question, am I in the right field? Yes, definitely.
Okay, because they're just bringing it up as just the first thing they were coming through with. This is going to sound hokey as all can be, and I realize this before I even say it.
Okay.
And cliche and everything else you could think of when you talk to a psychic. But they're saying, literally they're saying, what's in your heart? Where does your heart want to be? What's in your gut? Like, what makes you happy? They're just wanting me to highlight this for you to think about. And it doesn't mean you got to leave your job. That's not what this is about. But they're just saying to feel into that. Like, what do you feel? Like, what
right.
do you want to do? And they're saying, one, it's the only time it's too late is when you stop breathing. So I'm about to be 50 in about 6 months, and I just took the biggest leap. You know, I left my air traffic control career 3 weeks ago to do this full time, and it's an
wow.
unbelievable leap of faith. You know, it was coming, but I'm like, you know what, you know, I it was just time, and I'm like, you know, if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? Yes, there's
sure.
there's risk in everything we do, And I'm not, I'm just giving you an example. You know, for me, I was just like, all right, I'm going to try this. I'm going to give it some time.
Sure.
But don't think it's too late. You know, even if you choose to do something part-time, I they're just really pounding on this for some reason. They just want you to think about this, that the highlighting, it's not too late. There's always a way, but they're saying to really, you know, what makes you happy? So
right.
I don't know if this makes any sense to you. If there's something you think
no.
about that, like, man, you know what I mean?
Right. No, absolutely. It resonates for me, Michael. No, sure. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, because it's always in the back of my mind, and it's always, you know, this constant balance of trying to, you know, pay the bills and, you know, really continue doing that while the kids are, you know, almost in college, one in college and 3 on the way, and, you know, but doing really what I you know, much be better suited for me, and what I do best. So it's a little painful at times, but it's I find humor in it, and you know, my wife and I get through it. But you know, I know there's something else out there. I just have to figure out a way to make it happen. You know,
right. And don't put pressure on yourself that you know I got to do this now, or just Man, they are making this point like they're almost hitting me over the head just to tell you this over and over. It's never too late. It's never too late. Don't think of your age, and it's never too late. So just,
okay.
I know this, but you know, and I could go on and on with examples of, you know, why, you know, there's a situation, you know, it's just, but that's the biggest thing I'm getting right now is just,
no, that's perfect,
you know.
Guys. Thank you. Thank you,
you're
Michael.
Welcome.
Thanks for everything. Yeah, you answered my question, and that's really helpful. So I don't want to keep the other callers waiting. So I appreciate everything you guys do, and I'll be listening in again.
Aww.
Yeah,
you're not keeping all the callers waiting. I don't know if Dennis, did you want to chime in? Did you have anything for him?
I'm agreeing a lot with what Michael's saying. Yeah, as I'm tuning in, I'm finding myself agreeing a lot with what Michael is saying. So there's nothing different that I have to add that hasn't been said already. I'm just feeling a real sense of, I really keep feeling a sense of trusting where you're at, and it's not too late because I'm hearing the same thing. I just resonate with what Michael says as well. So there isn't anything new to add because, yeah, like I said, I find myself agreeing with that. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Well, you have a good night, sir. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right, you guys have a great night. And thanks for everything. Talk to you soon.
All right,
thank you.
You
too.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
You too, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Rolling on here. We have just a quick commercial break here. We have. Area code 801, you are on the air. We have, how are you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Ryan. It's Carolyn from Salt Lake City.
Who?
Hi.
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
It's Carolyn from Salt Lake City.
Oh. Carolyn, how are you?
Good, good. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for hanging in with us. We had quite a lineup. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I appreciate it. Ryan, you've been very good to me, and I've had a couple calls with Ryan, and he's a wonderful healer.
Don't make me blush, dude. Don't make me blush. Don't make me blush, okay?
yes,
please.
Definitely.
So how with much appreciation, love, and gratitude. Thank you very much. I will take that. I will take that compliment. But yeah, no, I'm already blushed. I'm already red in the face. So how can we help? How can we help you tonight, sweetheart?
Okay, so my question is kind of a two-sided coin. I was married to a narcissist for 20 years, and I'm just over a year post-divorce, and I really, really believed that by divorcing, the emotional abuse and whatnot would end, and it has not. He uses my monthly support and my children as tools against me. My children are almost all adults. There's only one boy that's left. He'll be 18 in a year. But it looks like because of the tools that he uses against me, I'm going to be heading back to court to see how they can help me. And what my heart wants, and Ryan knows this about me, I do have a spiritual abilities career. I am a medium, and I am an energy healer. But this subject just gets me spinning, and I just can't seem to get a grasp or a hold of changing my life around in this area. And what my heart wants is I would just love for my spiritual abilities career to off to a point where I could just tell my husband and my ex-husband and his support to just stick it. But my abilities career in clientele has been a bit slow going, and so I'm not able to do that. So he has these tools to just use against me, and I'm just not sure what to do. It's very upsetting. So anyone that gets anything, I'm happy to hear.
Well, I am getting the animal peacock, and I'm really not sure how that relates, because I wouldn't have chosen peacock for this
But, you know, one never knows. I can't help it. It's just what I see. So let me just real fast. Just you never know what angle they're going to be with, be for you, the animal. You know, there's different angles they come in for. You're about to experience a vision that will greatly affect your life and the direction you're going in. More than a time to take action, this is a time to be watchful, observing what goes on inside and around you. You are safe and protected. There's no need to worry, but it's important to now take a risk and speak your truth rather than holding back, as there will be ample opportunities to do so. Your dignity and integrity are particularly called for right now to make it a point to walk your talk and hold your head up high. So there it is. That's the message that it's giving you. I'll leave you with that, and they'll...
Okay. I'd love to hear anything that Michael or has to say. Anyone, really. I'm not sure what direction... I mean, I'm at a point where I have no choice but to take him back to court.
Yeah. That goes with talk your talk. Speak up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. And he just has me in a financial corner right now, and I need some surprise finances to show up for me so I can take him back to court, because attorneys are not free. And I'd really love, I mean, I get the stress affects my abilities. It has been affecting my mediumship, but my energy work has still been great. And I'm just wondering what I can do to just really get that area of my life to take off, to where I don't even have to worry about this so much, because being tied to him for the next several years just feels like a prison.
This is Dennis. So I keep hearing it's about self-love and healing first, and they keep pressing upon me and keep telling me that, yes, you've done some of the healing, and that needs to keep going. You need to keep working on the health, the healing and the self-love, because as much as the mediumship is there, and yes, you can do what you can do, but you need to work, because that's making me feel like you need to work on yourself first. You need to be a priority first, because unless you kind of deal with certain things, unless you really, really deal with it, process it, heal from it, move forward from it, and using that voice to speak up and stand your ground, you need to kind of step forward and stand into the light that you are. Is there some sort of, do you have a part-time job, or is there some sort of part-time financial income that's coming in for you? Is there a part-time job that you do?
I do. I have an office out of my townhome, and right now I'm seeing maybe about four clients per week, and so that is bringing in some income for energy work.
Yeah, because that made me feel like there is, so that financial support is going to be there, and they're making me feel like it's all about intention as well. So focus, thank you. The guides are telling me focus upon what it is that you want and what the outcome is that you want. So they want you to focus your attention on being positive. They want, as hard and as difficult as it may seem, they need you to stay positive in this now moment, because this now moment is about you. It's about you, and it's about what you want and where you go from here, whatever serves you. So they need you to stand in the light that you are. As corny as this may sound, but they need you to stand in the light that you are, because you are. And those clients that come to you, it's a two-way street. So they're supporting you and you're supporting them. But keep whatever you're doing, they need you to keep going and keep pushing through it. So those clients aren't going to go anywhere. You'll keep getting that little influx of clients, but they're making me feel like you need to keep going within and keep doing the self-healing, because that is going to make a tremendous, tremendous effort on the outcome for you. So keep at it, keep going, is what they keep on insisting.
Okay. Do they feel like I need to get, like, a job from an actual employer, or should I keep as you're saying, keep going with my abilities career to get through this court situation.
This is Michael. What I was getting right from the first and when you started talking is mm-hmm. that you need to reach out and you need to get counseling. I think you need to work with a counselor because of the emotional stress that you have right now.
Right.
Might not be the answer you're looking for, but this, I just feel very strongly that you need to seek professional counseling to help you deal with this, because until you get this under control, it's going to kind of mar your energy work, because if you're not ready yourself, it's going to definitely affect your work.
Right. And I did, years ago, I went through 3 years of trauma therapy. I was diagnosed with PTSD, and I went through 3 years of trauma therapy. And quite honestly, I can't afford one-on-one counseling right now. And so I did begin a women's support group up at the University of Utah a couple weeks ago. So I am doing that support group.
Oh, good.
Weekly.
Because I think that will just be really beneficial, because like I said, the whole time you were talking,
mm-hmm.
I just kept hearing counseling, and whether it's group counseling, just you need an outlet for this, because, you know this as well as we do, is, in this type of work, energy work, if
yes.
you're not together, it's going to affect your work, and it's just going to lead to frustration.
Right.
And it's going to just, what I mean? So, and the other thing too,
mm-hmm.
With the energy work, it's, I'm trying to figure out a way to say this, but it really, I keep getting pulled back to just the, you have to take care of yourself first. Because
mm-hmm.
I just see, and I don't like to use the word collapse, but if you don't have that balance, I don't see it, going forward like the way you want it to.
Right.
I'm trying to put that in a better way, but I'm just being, perfectly honest from what I feel and what I'm getting. And you already
mm-hmm.
know this. I think it's just, you got to be okay. And I'm just seeing what else here, but I think that's the bottom line, is just, to just help yourself first, get some of this,
yeah.
Or learn how to deal with it, in the best way you can.
Right. Do you see my ex-husband moving on and stop abusing
I don't
me
see,
the way that he does?
I don't see into the future like that. That's definitely not something that I can help you with there.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all I'm getting. That's all I'm getting myself. I don't know if anybody else has anything.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ryan here.
Hi.
Let me take another peep into your energy field tomorrow. Let's talk again, okay?
Okay.
Let's just talk again, okay? There are some other issues going on that need healing, and let's just talk again, okay? Because your energy feels a little ruffled right now.
So
I want to drop your shoulders by a couple inches, okay, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let's just talk again tomorrow, okay? I will do this pro bono on the house. You're a good-hearted woman. You got a heart of gold. But let's get you all squared away, okay? But I just want to mention that because we have I don't mean to be insensitive here, but we do have a couple of our callers that we need to get in line, so I will work with you, and we will get you all squared away, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Carolyn, you can blow up my phone. I don't care, okay?
Okay, I mean,
let's
that's
talk.
Nice, but you know that I won't.
Well,
I
want
to be respectful
to your time.
I
want you to, though. I want you to. I mean, you have this. You received a bunch of guidance tonight from all these wonderful psychic mediums, and I want you to, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, want you to have your shoulders dropped, relaxed, your neck rolled back, and say, "Ooh, sa." And right now, you're not there. So I'm just okay.
Okay, I will. I appreciate it.
I want to say one thing, Mr. Denise. Carolyn, I just want you to know that this is a temporary situation, and this isn't how it's going to be forever. And the only what you're being taught is how to get your power back, and that's what you're doing is you're learning how to get your power back and stand on that firm foundation that you once had. And that's what this is really all about. It's about you taking your power back and you're learning how to do it. And this is the approach you go. You say you can't afford counseling, but I keep hearing, call Women Crisis Hotline. They have all kinds of individual and group therapy that's free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Take
I appreciate
Carolyn.
It very much.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. All right. Rocking and rolling here. Next up, we have area code 503. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Are you talking to me?
Area code 503?
Yep. Yes, this is Jana. How are you, Ryan?
I promise I wouldn't laugh. I'm doing good, Jana. How are you?
I'm fine. I did take that Epsom salt bath, and yes, you were right. It was a murky color, and you did a great job of aligning my chakras. I'm so thankful for all of you. You're all amazing. It lasted about the 3 days, and now for some reason, I have a full-time job, and I'm trying to increase my healing abilities, and I have been in the weirdest space where I try and meditate and my mind is all over the map except where it needs to be, which is quiet. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know I'm burned out with my job, and I'm questioning my abilities. Is there some way I could make money doing that eventually? Or, I mean, I'm so out there. So anything anybody has to say, what's going on with me?
Hello?
just an easy question for you. Yeah. It's so frustrating though. I mean, I'm to the point to where I'm pulled over in a parking lot because I got off a little early, and I'm just about ready to cry because I'm just thinking I'm doing everything right. I'm meditating every day, but I'm not concentrating. My mind's going a million other places. I want to be a better healer, but then I'm thinking, oh, you're not really a healer. I mean, what am I doing?
This is Dennis. I feel like you're in your head too much, because we do
mm-hmm.
that sometimes. I know I do, but I keep hearing that you're in your head too much. And sometimes the more you try, the more it acts as a blockage. Like sometimes when I'm really, really trying to connect, and really, really trying really, really hard. I'm blocking it, and then I get frustrated from it, and then I'm back at square one again, and then hence the cycle begins. So I can't help but feel like you're questioning it too much, you're doubting it too much, or there's too much going on, you're questioning it way too much, you're in your head too much, and then that's becoming a blockage, and then you feel like, oh, it's not happening as good as what it can be, or you know that it can be so much more, but it's just not happening because of that. That's kind of what I'm feeling like, and they're saying, I feel like they just need you to just relax, to stop putting too much emphasis on it, to let it happen, let it go, don't kind of be in your head too much as difficult as that can be, don't be in your head too much, kind of relax into it, take a breath, do your meditation, and be persistent. Just be persistent. Even if you get nothing and nothing's happening, keep going, keep at it. When you fall off the horse, you dust yourself off, you get back up and again, and keep trying. Persistence is the key. But I just keep hearing and I keep feeling, I can't help but feel like you're just in your head too much, and it's acting like a blockage is what I'm feeling. Whether that resonates with you, I'm not sure, but that's what I get.
Yes, absolutely. So I do have abilities, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
You're right on the money. I'm getting in my own way, and then I know I'm getting in my own way, and then it's so nice to hear somebody else who's much further along in this process say that happens to them. So I really
appreciate
that.
To me. Yeah, it does. And it can be so frustrating. I know it was for me, you know, in those beginning stages, you do get caught up in your own mind because you're questioning it, then you're doubting it, then you're frustrated, and you just feel like you're not getting anywhere, and you're even more frustrated. So I can totally, totally relate to where you're at because I was there too. I have that too. But yeah, honestly, for me, what I did personally, I just relaxed into it, and I just persistence, but don't try so hard and don't put too much emphasis, you know, get rid of any expectations you have, forget them. Even when you're meditating, just meditate, just to meditate. Don't be expecting anything to happen. Don't be wanting to connect. Because when you put on an expectation and an emphasis on expectation, you're placing your emphasis too much on wanting or expecting a certain outcome, and then it doesn't happen, then you're frustrated. So that's what they're saying. But keep at it. They're going, keep at it. Be persistent. You'll get there. You'll break through. You'll get there.
Thank you so much. You know, yeah, I'm sure that my ideal of wanting to see Jesus the first time I meditated, you know, was a little far-fetched. So, you know, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Ryan, Jan.
Yeah, you know, Jana, when I first started doing meditation, I didn't really know what, that's what my teacher told me to do, was to start meditating, and so I did. Well, I had already meditated years ago, but this was specifically for this work. And the first thing I saw was colors. I'd see all these different colors, purple, blue, red, and I was hoping, you know, I wasn't sure about it, but then I realized that I totally agree with what Dennis said. You can't expect anything. You can't expect it. You just sort of just have to breathe into it and don't try so hard and just sort of let it come. And what I kept hearing for you when you were talking about it was that you were taking on too much, taking on too much of the responsibility of it for each client, for the clients. You're like taking it on way too much for them, you know, because you're trying to be a healer for them and taking it on, and you don't have to take on so much. You don't have to.
Okay. The only other question I have is, I'm through the Reiki 1-2 course, and I want to take the Master Reiki class. And is that something that's okay for me to do?
To take the Reiki Master class?
Yes, the second level, the next level Reiki class in June when it's offered. I want to go to the Master level. So.
Wow. You should. Right on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as, you know, I feel like I'm going to be able to help people, I really would like to do that, and I just wanted some validation, I guess, from anybody who had any, you know. You what?
I say trust your gut, trust your intuition, your gut, because that's part of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do Reiki. That's not what I use in my healing, but I just know what they're telling me. My guides are telling me it's all kind of all the same. Where you have to trust your intuition, your guidance, and when you're doing the healing, because if you don't trust what you're receiving, you're not going to be able to do it, because this is really all about trust. But one of the things I heard you say it like 3 times about a good enough healer, and I was like, and they're saying, but she's already won. She's already won. Why is she questioning it? And that's the thing is, you know, we already are these things. It's just us having to rediscover that and trust and know that what we're feeling and doing is the truth within our own selves. And I think it's kind of like, you know, to me it's like a muscle. You know, the more you massage it and work it, the stronger it becomes. And it's really all about trust. And they're saying stop doubting yourself.
Okay,
because
thank you so much.
I
do meditate every day. I don't care. I just keep shooing thoughts away, and I know it'll come. But I guess I just needed to vent a little bit and get some feedback that yes, I'm on the right track, and you know.
Yeah. Don't shoo those thoughts away. Examine them as they're coming to you. Look at it to see what it is, and then allow it to go away. Don't shoo them away, because then you're trying to control the situation. Just allow those thoughts to come in and let them go. Don't, because you're still expecting. You're still trying to. You're expecting how the outcome is going to be.
That's true.
So they're saying,
thank you.
Some of
those
thoughts may lead you. Some of those thoughts may lead you to something that they're trying to tell you. So just allow those thoughts to come in and allow them to flow.
Okay. I really appreciate you all. You're all great. And Ryan, thank you for 3 wonderful days.
Wow.
Before
Ryan.
My head. Yeah.
3 wonderful days.
So, and
that
thank you to
like
everybody.
You're welcome.
What? Yeah.
It sounds
you're
like
great. You're all great.
Everyone here
sound
is
like
great.
It what?
I don't want. No, I'm going
to
say everyone
everybody.
Yes,
oh,
everyone
Dennis
here is
hit
great,
the nail
you know?
On the head. Oh, Dennis hit the nail on the head. Absolutely.
Yes.
And the fact that he's gone through it, that just made me feel 10 times more better already. And then Jan, you so insightful. But Jan knows I love her anyway. I know she's so gifted. And Michael, I'm sorry I don't know you as well, but you really sound like you know what you're talking about too. So I'm you know, I don't get it. So
I wanted to add something,
just,
if you don't mind, because I, you know.
Absolutely. Please.
Energy people, no matter what modality you're in, and on, and granted, I've only been at this for about 3.5 years. Mine came on like literally like a light switch, and I hit the ground running. But, you know, I was in the same spot you are. You know, I was working a full-time air traffic control career and doing this on the side. And eventually, you know, Spirit gave me the kick in the ass that, no, this has to be your primary thing. So it kind of, I kind of weaned myself towards that direction. And every time I started to fall back thinking, I'm going to keep my job, do this part-time, Spirit would kick me straight in the ass and say, nope, this is where you need to be. But what you were talking about as far as, like, the frustrations with meditation and, you know, and that stuff, and feeling burnt out, I learned this from the beginning because that was me. I would go months and just go, 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 and I would hit those walls. And, you know, and finally just somebody said to me, very matter-of-factly, it's like, take a freaking break. You know, that's what Spirit's telling you when you get to those moments. This is just my perspective. But you get to those points and you're just like, I need to step away from a while. And I would. There'd be times where I'd, you know, I wouldn't do anything for 2 weeks. But the thing is, you would feel when it was time to go back to work. Don't be afraid to honor that, you know, and you know, don't feel bad about taking a break. We need to step away from this stuff every now and then, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's perfect too. Man, you guys are so good. I just love listening to everything you say to people, and I appreciate you very much, all of you.
Thank
and
you.
I don't want to take up much more time, so I know there are other people waiting, but I will call again, of course.
Good, Donna. We love it when you call in.
I love you, Jan. You know that. And,
I know. I love you too.
I love you all. Thank you very much.
Have a great night.
You have a great
too.
Night.
You too. Thank you very. I will. Thanks so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Rocking and rolling here. Probably last caller here. I apologize to the other callers. Probably won't be able to get to you tonight. Area code 703, you on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hi, it's Andrea from Virginia. How are you guys?
Andrea, how's
good.
It going?
How are you?
I have to give you an update. You guys were right on the money last week about that particular job. Because yesterday, he terminated my contract because he didn't like the fact that I knew he lied about the contract to begin with.
Wow.
Yes. But it's kind of interesting because he called me and said the government said that you're no longer a good fit, that your badge has been deactivated, and you're not allowed to come on company property because they will consider that a threat. The lady who worked for the government, and she said, what are you talking about? They had no idea that he did this. And so the short version is he lied and said that I was unprofessional. But now we have the answer to the Department of the COR, the headquarters, of why he said I was unprofessional, because the government never said I was unprofessional. They loved me. They were so disappointed that this is what he did. Not only did he end my termination, but the lady who works there terminated his contract. He will never have another job with DOT ever again.
Wow.
But here's the best thing. Because I remember you said another job. You said something's going to happen with this job. It's going to come back. Well, that today, the lady who works there texted me and said, call this other agency, like ASAP right now, because maybe we can get you in with this contract. Not only did I call them, I got another job with a different department in the same agency starting on Monday.
Yay. Wasn't that Denise?
I'm like, I forget who it was, but you guys were so right. So, yes, as the money is not quite as good as like a $1.45 less an hour, which is okay. No big deal, like $3,000 less a year. But it's a permanent contract. They'll just over and over and over and over and extend. And in the meantime, I can look for something different. But we still have a job. But that guy's done. He'll never have another. He shot his own self, because now he has to answer to the higher power why he let me go. Because there was no reason to let me go, because it was, and he lied and lied and lied again. So I don't have to do anything. Just karma's already working and doing his magic. I'm just watching and sitting back and watching. Cool.
Awesome. Interesting. Worked out for you.
And then, just the way the universe works, because literally she said to me, because the lady who was supposed to work there went through the clearance, she got sick, and then now ended up in the hospital, so she can't take the job. So when she said to me, this is divine timing, and I'm like, and I'm looking at her, she's looking at me, like, on the phone, and I'm like, this couldn't be any more perfect. Not that she's in the hospital, I feel bad, but, but the way it just all happened. So,
wow.
Isn't that just like, I was doing the happy dance, so I'm getting paid for today and tomorrow, according to him, even though I'm not working, so I start my new job on Monday. Same hours, same commute, same everything, just a different department.
Congratulations.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Congratulations.
And I think Denise gave you that prediction, so that's excellent, Denise.
I did? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you guys were so on the money. And I was having a bad day, and I'm pulling into my car practice office and backing up, and literally right as I'm getting out of my car, this car parked right in front of me had California plates. And as I'm leaving down the street, I turn around, like corner of my eye, another car with California plates. I'm in Virginia. So to see that is not very, it's not, you know, it's not a lot you're going to see that. Who's going to travel? But it's still a sign that this journey of mine is supposed to go on. So, you know, everything is going to happen and all these good things are going to happen to me because I am, you know, a good person. So.
Very good. Well, I'm glad that you called in to let them know, to let us all know, too. Thank you for for giving the confirmation and glad that you're doing well and congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. So I'm happy. So
good.
I just want to call and let you know.
Well, we appreciate it.
yeah, we really do. Does anybody else have anything? Does anybody else have anything? We've got just a few seconds left. Does anybody else have anything for her? Cricket?
No, that's okay. It's okay. Well, we'll see how long the job lasts, but you know what? It's a better opportunity. I don't have to work for the guy anymore. So, you know, it's a win-win-win for everybody. But I just want to let you know you guys were all amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And with that, we just have a few minutes left. So if we can go around the round table and just get everyone, if you wouldn't mind giving your credentials, where people can find you, the callers and listeners, and all that kind of stuff. And, does anybody want to start with that? How people can find you, your websites, all that stuff.
I'll start.
Hello?
I'll start. You can find me at deniseramone.com.
Thank you, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis? Dennis, are you there?
He said Dennis. What's his?
I think he got knocked off. He was trying to call in. I think he's in the queue, actually. I think he might.
Oh,
he's in the queue. I think.
Dennis,
oh, he's in the queue. Okay. I can't see him. Here, hold on here.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can find him at DennisMiranda.com and he has a YouTube channel.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how he got knocked off. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. Yeah. So he has a YouTube channel.
All right.
And you also can find him at DennisMiranda.com.
Thank you. And Michael Christopher.
Yes. MichaelChristopherMedium.com and Facebook.
Excellent. And Jan.
Yes, it's www.wefindourway.com and Jan Drake Bakke on Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And lastly, my name is Ryan Adragna, and you can find me at healingthroughspirit.com or Facebook search Ryan Adragna. So, I don't know how Dennis got kicked off there. That was weird. In any case, with much love, appreciation, and gratitude, I thank the entire round table of psychic mediums for joining us tonight on the Sacred Embers channel of Enter the Light. And with, it was a great time. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And
thank you. Love you.
Love you all, guys. And we'll see you next Thursday, okay? Please.
Yep. Okay.
Love
you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
And you guys have a good night too. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
you. Wonderful show. Bye.
Okay, good night.